there was like a lot of different aspects that came together into like why we chose Amazon Echo. First of all, we were like involved in some research project with Mozilla Foundation about like those kind of voice interfaces, and in a way, like for me, you know, like that was like kind of topic that we were like researching, and those Amazon Echo at that time was one of the most known and one of the most exposed commercial objects of that type. And then I met the same like working process. I met Kate, and then we kind of started like together to explore this idea of visualizing what's going on behind that specific. For me, in general, it was maybe not so important. Is it like Amazon Echo or any other device? But somehow, like because it belongs to, because at the end, like those complexities are similar to many different tech objects. So in a sense, like if we think about anatomy of an AI, the map will not be much more different if we speak about like iPhone or any other, or Siri, for example, or something like this. But in a sense, I think it was good to choose a Amazon product, because Amazon, it's like one gigantic company and apparatus that you know, like going through those kind of jungles of Amazon company, there is a lot of interesting things to discover, you know, like starting from this kind of like distribution centers and way how they treat their workers and those kind of automatization of labor that's going on there. And so it is a really, really, and in a sense, like, you know, the wealthiest man is owning this in the world, is owning this company. So like, it's a good example to explore this complexity of contemporary capitalism, contemporary, you know, production chains and so on. Yeah, I think we it was a good choice to choose Amazon Echo compared to some other device.
Can you talk a little bit about how you went about doing the research, or like what information went into the material to make the map?
Yeah. So the middle part of it, I can open the map and maybe that too.
I was more just thinking, you know, where you look, like what databases, what sources.
So there are many, you know, for me, each of those segments of the map can be, in a way, it's a story for itself. So there is no one coherent way of trying to deal with all of those things, because like for example, if we start with a basic, and this is in a way similar to how I progressed in my research during the time, you know, it always starts with you or with me and then we're trying to go deeper and deeper to those like different layers of untransparencies, you know. So I spent like, let's say, first 5 years in doing this, you know, like doing this middle part of the map. And then when I started to draw the anatomy of an AI, I knew all of that in a sense. So that was not the problem. The middle part of the map was never, in that moment, it was not a problem for me. So for example, just to explain you different kinds of like methodologies, you know, this one, you try to open device, you know, to see what's going on inside, and then you realize, okay, there is not much to see, you know. Then after that, you are trying to understand how this device is connected to a network, and what kind of like packets, how, what type of data is going out from device and entering into device. Then you are trying to follow those packets and to understand how those packets and where they are flying to, where what is the end destination for them. So this is like, for example, then you are researching the locations of those like data centers, trying to understand how this like invisible infrastructure of Amazon data centers is working, to which data center you belong and your data belong, and so on. So, and for each of those steps, you are using different tools, different types of like different methodologies. So, for example, for you can like first try to find the blueprints of device, and then you are entering into some kind of shady internet websites in which people are like sharing the blueprints of different objects, you know. And so, and then you realize, okay, this is the first layer of untransparency, because like most of those companies doesn't want you to be able to have a blueprint of their hardware, in a sense of not just that this is some kind of like, you know, business like secret or something like this. It's they don't want you to be able to repair device as well, you know, in most of the cases, for example, in case of Apple and stuff like this.